Talk Boys Basketball here. Scott City, who had a really rough schedule here and some pretty good ranked teams that they've played here, but they will head back in league play on the road on Friday night as they'll head to Cimarron to take on the Blue Jays. We've got a couple sophomores that are going to be making their debut here on the show this evening, and we're going to start off here with sophomore Brooks Bailey. How are you doing this evening?
You know, I'm doing pretty good, Adam.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me here. And you've gotten a lot of varsity, a lot of JV time this year. And how's that rotation or how's that been for you?
No, I think it's been pretty good because I get in there and mixed up with all the older guys, and that's a good experience. And then I get to play a lot on JV too, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, you get that JV in the afternoon there, and then you have a little time off, and then varsity. Does it help prepare you for the varsity games that night, get a couple of quarters in?
You know, I think it helps get the intensity up for the JV or the varsity game after the JV game.
All right. And you've had some good moments here this year, and I know probably one of your bigger moments was that three against Holcomb. What got into you on that one?
You know, I was just open. He passed me the ball, and I just thought to shoot it.
Yeah, and it worked out all right.
It did.
We went in, and you're like, phew. Yeah. But no, how fun is it to play out there with all the new teammates or with all your sophomores and then some of the older ones here this year leading the way?
Oh, it's really fun just being out there with everybody, getting that relationship going, you know? Mm-hmm.
What are some things that maybe you're working to improve on to get some more minutes on the varsity?
You know, I think I need to be able to dribble better, drive to the basketball and be able to kick out, maybe get my shot better and stuff.
You know, I know it was a tough stretch, but what are some things that you took away from those games?
You know, you got to take away the turnovers. You got to be able to get the ball, make good passes, not just leave it out there for them to take.
Yeah, and be strong, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully things work out for you as this season's going too darn fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going really fast.
All right. Once again, sophomore Brooks Bailey joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you coming up here the rest of the season.
Yep. Thank you, Adam. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, you too. Once again, sophomore Brooks Bailey, and now we get Camden Volgamore making his debut as well here on the show. How you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Last night, tough game, but you know, you got in there for a few minutes there, varsity, and even quite a bit on JV, but you've kind of been in that rotation this year. And how's that role been for you this year?
Yeah, definitely getting to play up with the older guys. Definitely speeds me up a little bit, but it kind of forces me to play up at their level. So it kind of forces me to get better and progress, you know, on my skill set and stuff. So it's definitely been good for me.
And at times, how tough is it to kind of, you know, keep your poise when you're going up against some pretty good dudes?
Yeah, and with Hugoton, you know, they really like to pressure you and you know, get up in your face. And that's where you just really got to have confidence with the ball. And, you know, not let them speed you up and just kind of slow the game down for yourself.
Yeah, and you've had some pretty good moments here this year on varsity so far. What's been one of your favorite games?
I got to say the Holcomb, just because, I mean, we played really well. We kind of took it to them offensively and defensively. And, of course, they're our big rival, so it was fun to take them down at home.
Yeah. No, that was a good game there. And I know it was a tough stretch there for the varsity, especially with Southeast Saline, Sterling, and Hugoton. And what did you maybe learn from those games there, even in some tough losses?
Yeah, you know, those teams, they're all, you know, super athletic. They like to, you know, get up and down the court and transition, you know, and that's definitely something we try to push ourselves to do. So, you know, watching teams that are just really good at that kind of shows us, you know, this is what this is supposed to look like and really helps us play under pressure. And
what are you maybe looking forward to the most here? Do you have, like, a goal in mind you'd like to see as you go through the rest of the season?
You know, trying to play with more confidence. You know, when I get in, kind of my main points are, can I keep my guy in front? Can I get some rebounds, you know, help the team out? And so I'd like to get some more rebounds and play better defensively.
All right. So, well, it's going fast, and it's been fun watching you guys. Once again, sophomore Camden Volgamore joining us here. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here the rest of the season.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, sophomore Camden Volgamore is going to be joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we get the headset here to Coach Brian Gentry. Scott City will once again be at Cimarron coming up here on Friday nights. And I wrapped up probably one of the tougher stretches of the season here with three ranked teams in a row there and some high-level basketball. Last night was just a tough one, but you know, you look back, you're right there in the third quarter, down seven, and all of a sudden they make that big run. And I thought it made probably the final really more deceiving than how the game was played.
Yeah, I mean, You look back at the game, 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. It's a 7-point game. With us having the ball in our possession, and we actually run a play for Dylan to get a three, and it rattles out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, you can go back and look at the what ifs. But, yeah, and then all of a sudden you look back up there a minute and a half later, and it's a 19-point game. And that was sandwiched in between, you know, we made one of four free throws, and Jackson scored a basket. So, in a minute and a half, or, you know, maybe just a little bit more, they rattled off four yeah. threes and a layup. And that's how that team is. I mean, you just at any given moment, I mean, they can just catch fire, and all of a sudden it's very, very difficult. So, you know, I was very pleased with how our guys battled, you know, with Avery not in and then Dylan getting in foul trouble. I mean, we were forced to go to the bench a little bit deeper than usual early, and those guys came in and gave us good minutes. And, you know, very proud of them for it. And, you know, you just got to learn from it and move on. But, you know, I think today, and we've talked about this in the past, we might have had one of our best practices today. And it was a true character test for our guys. And today they showed up and they got after each other, but they got after each other in the right way. They got better. And they took from, you know, what Hugoton does, and they try to implement a little bit of it. You know, being you know, uber aggressive with the ball, trying to get downhill and get paint touches, you know, multiple fakes before they dribble. And so I was very pleased to see how these guys showed up today.
You think part of it, too, is just kind of taking a little bit of frustration out on some of those tough losses?
Yeah, well, I mean, anytime you go through, you know, a few losses that are, you know, you sandwich, you know, Southeast Saline and you get Hugoton and Sterling is in the middle of it all. You know, that Sterling game was the big one that we were right there and we played well enough to win. We just didn't. So, I mean, that stretch of losses kind of, you know, adds up. But, you know, we talk about this every year, but we're in postseason play. We don't have to play to get in. So we know who's in front of us. We know, you know, we've got to continue to get better every day. And as long as they show up with the effort and the attitude that they did today, I mean, we're good. You know, I like our guys against our sub-state play, you know, teams, and not to, you know, take anything away from them, because, you know, Colby, Holcomb, Goodland's playing really well right now. So you go down the line, and it's a grind, and our league is a grind. Yeah. But, you know, you come out of it better. So we're excited to get going and play again on Friday.
How exciting is this, as deep as this league has been here, and even this year it's really starting to come out there? And I know Colby had a couple tough losses there. Goodland last night, a double overtime game with Garden City in their gymnasium. And then, you know, with, of course, Hugoton and Holcomb had a couple big bounce-back games at the Hillsboro Trojan Classic. How fun is this league as a competitor?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, you go in every single day that you know you got to show up to practice. You know you've got a game plan. You know, it makes you better as a coach. It makes you better as a player because, I mean, you're putting the fire right there, and you got to be prepared or, you know, you're gonna get some tough losses. And but our league is about as, you know, I'm sorry to say this, but you throw Hugoton out the door, and everybody else is kind of hanging around each other with opportunity. But it's a grind, man. You're talking about the Big 12, you know, last night. Yeah. You know, when's your day to get healthy in the Big 12? It's kind of what it is in our league right now, and you got to be prepared every single game. And you know, it really grows a player fast.
That it does here. But head back on the road Friday night. Go to Cimarron, and a team that you beat earlier this year. And what are you maybe expecting to see from them this time around?
You know, based on the films that I've got and watched today, they kind of do the same stuff. You know, so they're going to sit back in a 3-2 zone. We've got to be very aggressive getting the ball into Jackson or whatever post player may be in there. But you know, especially Jackson's got to be a force down there because that is, you know, based on size and his skill set, that's our advantage. We've got to play through him, and he's got to make good decisions down there. Our other guys need to be ready to get into the paint. They need to be ready to shoot. We got to handle their pressure. The first time we played them, they got up and sped us up a little bit. So we got to handle that, and we want to look to be aggressive, you know, if a team's going to press us. You know, we want to get out of that first trap and go. So our guys have to make smart decisions. So they're going to press a little bit. They're going to fall back in that 3-2 zone. You know, they kind of run a continuity offense that against man or zone. So, I mean, we kind of know what we're looking at. Not a lot's changed from what I've seen on film. And But they've got, you know, number 12 lit us up the first time we played them. And number one, the little guard, man, he's fast.
Yes.
And he's got the ability to shoot, and he's really hard to, you know, to keep in front of you. So we've got to do a good job on that. And this is a game we need to go down there and play with a lot of confidence. We need to get going. And we need to get going early and, you know, get on these guys and stay on them and let everybody get in and have a part in the game. You know, we coming off the last three games, you know, we need to go down there and be you know, have a little sense of urgency.
Knock on wood here. How nice is it now to finally get kind of that Tuesday, Friday routine in?
Right. Yeah, it's, I think, for more so for our guys than anything. But, you know, most teams after your midseason tournament usually have that Tuesday, you know, where you don't play. But, you know, we don't have a lot of breaks, and we get our break a little bit later on, and we had one earlier this season. But, yeah, that Tuesday, Friday routine is – It's bigger for our guys, you know, just to, you know, get them in and out of bed at the same time and get them to school and get them through their regular routine. So, but no, I mean, they've handled it well. They were ready to play, you know, last Friday in Sterling. They showed great effort. They did a great job. And so, but yeah, it's definitely good to kind of get back home and get back settled into the routine.
Coach Brian Gentry joining me here as Scott City takes on Cimarron Friday night. And Coach, once again, thanks for the time and good luck to you coming up here.
All right. Thanks, Adam.